Culture.
Book Review. Animal Creativity. Primal Instincts. The Creative Lives of Animals. By Carol Gigliotti.
In 1960, Jane Goodall, a British primatologist, observed chimpanzees in Gombe National Park in Tanzania. At that point, it was thought only humans had the capacity to create and use tools, but the chimpanzees were using slim blades of grass to fish termites from their mounds. Louis Leakey, a paleontologist and Miss Goodall's mentor, mused, "Now we must redefine tool, redefine man, or accept chimpanzees as human." Since then, the distinction between animals and humans has become increasingly nuanced. In addition to tool-making, chimpanzees, and many other animals besides, display emotion and self-awareness. Studies show that elephants grieve, rats have empathy, and pigs form strong friendships. In The Creative Life of Animals, Carol Gigliotti, a professor emerita at Emily Carr University of Art and Design in Vancouver, has compiled research that examines such behavior through the lens of creativity. This requires a more inclusive and generous definition of creativity, for it is not a trait obviously exhibited by a prairie dog or caddisfly. Creativity, Ms. Gigliotti contends, is not the exclusive domain of Jane Austen or Leonardo da Vinci, nor is she referring to Picasso, the artistic pig rescued from an industrial pork facility outside Cape Town, whose paintings have sold for thousands of dollars. Instead, Ms. Gigliotti suggests discarding humankind's master of the universe perspective to consider creativity from the animal's point of view. If animals in their own cultures can solve problems or create products of value to them, it seems accurate to consider these as creative, she writes. Beaver lodges and dams are a case in point. There is no single template for their construction. Each river or lake has its unique features, and beavers create a custom-made structure to adapt to the given habitat. So, in the author's intriguing framework, dams deserve to be considered a creative enterprise. In the less practical, more aesthetic realm, consider Julie's earring. Julie, a chimpanzee studied in the Chimfunchi Wildlife Orphanage Trust in Zambia, stuck a piece of long grass in her ear, adjusted, and wore it. The behavior, a fashion trend perhaps, was soon spotted by 8 of the 12 members of the group.